everyone. Welcome into a new episode of the Bengals Beat podcast. I hope everyone is having a great week. And we are here to break down some of the latest news with the Cincinnati Bengals. And I'm going to spend some time outlining what you need to know about this weekend in the NFL slate, because we have entered the part of the season where if you're a Bengals fan hoping your team can get into the playoffs, you're going to need some help from other teams. So I thought I would spend some time walking everyone through those situations, and it all starts with tonight. This is all only if the Bengals win out. So the Bengals play the Browns on Sunday here at Paycor Stadium. Then next week have a huge game against the Denver Broncos on Saturday at 4:30 after Christmas, and then end their season with a road game in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. So the only way that the Bengals can make it into the playoffs is if they win those final three games and get help. So let's talk a little bit about the help that the Bengals would need if they are able to win these final three games. And it all starts with tonight as the Los Angeles Chargers get ready to take on the Denver Broncos. And as Joe Burrow said yesterday, it's a huge game because if you're looking at the playoff standings, the two teams that are fighting for those final two spots in the AFC playoff picture are the Chargers and the Broncos. And right now, they both look like they would be locks. But there's some interesting things going on with both of these teams as they finish the rest of the season. The Chargers just lost last week, and the Broncos are a team that nobody's really been able to figure out this year. They've been playing really well as of late. Sean Payton has got quarterback Bo Nix playing at a really high level, and they have a very good defense. But it almost feels like when you watch them, you still walk away wondering, is Bo Nix good enough at this point in his career to win in clutch moments down the stretch in December? So let's talk a little bit about who the Chargers have to play and who the Broncos have to play and who you should be rooting for. And as I mentioned, tonight, huge game for the Chargers and the Broncos. And if you're a Bengals fan, you want the Broncos to lose. You want the Chargers to win this game because of who the Broncos have to play the rest of the season and who the Chargers have to play. The Bengals need one of those teams to lose out and for the Bengals to win out. And it looks more likely for the Broncos to lose than the Chargers because of who the Chargers have to play. So let's take a little bit of a look at who the Chargers have left to play on their schedule. So the Chargers, as I mentioned, take on the Broncos at home tonight. And the Chargers are favored in that game because of the fact that they're home. And the Thursday night, the home team usually has the bigger advantage because they don't have to travel. They have more time to game plan. So that's why the Chargers would be favored in this game. And of course, Justin Herbert obviously having the nod over Bo Nix at this point. But I expect this game to be pretty close. So particularly looking at who the Chargers have left and why you should be rooting for them to beat the Broncos tonight. After this week, they take on the New England Patriots and the Las Vegas Raiders. Those are two teams that I 100% the Chargers to beat. Those are two of the worst teams in the NFL. And so I don't see losses coming to those two teams for the Chargers. So that's why I said you would want the Chargers to win, because there's more of a likely chance that the Broncos could be the team that loses out because of who they play. All right, so let's look at who the Broncos have to play. They take on the Chargers tonight, and then next week they face, let me pull it up right here. They face the Bengals, of course, and then they go and play the Kansas City Chiefs. And here's why that game is interesting. Because say, for example, the Broncos lose to the Chargers on Thursday night and then lose to the Bengals at Paycor Stadium next weekend. Depending on what happens with the Chiefs in the next couple of weeks, they might still have to be playing for the number one overall seed with Buffalo inching closely behind them to get that first round bye. But that seemed like that could be even more of an interesting matchup in the final week with Patrick Mahomes dealing with that ankle injury. But it looks like he's going to be able to play. He's practiced all week. So the thought that Mahomes might not play this week. I mean, but it's still something to talk about because say Mahomes doesn't look 100% against the Houston Texans this week and say the Texans beat the Chiefs, I would expect Mahomes to try and be able to play on Christmas Day against the Steelers, but it's still a really short turnaround and the Chiefs might look at it as we should rest him to get him ready for that final week game against the Broncos in which the Chiefs playing all of their starters are of course going to have the nod over the Broncos in that situation, especially in a must win situation for Patrick Mahomes. If he knows that there's something he's playing for, that usually brings out the best in one of the game's best players, if not the best quarterback in the NFL. So that's a little bit about the situation between the Chargers and the Broncos and why you should be focused on tonight's game and really be keyed in on the Denver Broncos. That's the team to really keep your eye on, because if there's a likely path for the Bengals to get into the playoffs, it's Denver losing out. So if you're a Bengals fan watching Thursday night game like we all like to do, you are cheering for the Chargers, because if they can beat the Broncos, who knows what can happen. And with a rookie quarterback, you just don't know if you can trust him down the stretch. So that's what you should be focused on tonight. In addition to those scenarios, the Bengals also need the Miami Dolphins to lose a game and the Indianapolis Colts to lose a game. Both of those scenarios seem likely as well. So lots at play here, a lot of moving parts, but that's really what happens when you don't control your own destiny. But there is one thing that the Bengals can control, and that is winning out. And that starts with playing well against a team that they've struggled to play against. They played better against Cleveland earlier on in the season, but it was still kind of a clunky game. The Browns will be starting DTR as they now are on their third string quarterback to start. Deshaun Watson is out for the season. Jameis Winston is headed to the bench. So DTR will be starting for the Browns. So this is a game that the Bengals should win. It's also at home. And the Bengals need to continue to take care of business against teams that they're better than at home. And then if they can win again Sunday, which they cannot overlook this Browns team, because although the Browns haven't really had a good season, they still have good players. So, and as I mentioned, the Bengals have struggled against the Browns a lot. So this is not a game that the Bengals can overlook, but if they are able to win, then these next 2 weeks, especially if the Broncos lose tonight, get really interesting. And that Saturday game, the 4:30 start after Christmas against Denver Broncos, might be one of the best games in the league just because of what both teams have to play for. So that's just some thoughts on the playoff landscape and these Bengals. As far as some injury updates, the Bengals are still likely going to be without Orlando Brown Jr. And they are still likely going to be without Sheldon Rankins. But other than that, the Bengals look to be in pretty good shape. The only really injury of note as of right now on Thursday is that guard Alex Cabba is in concussion protocol. Zach Taylor said he's been feeling good, but they don't know until he can get through the protocol to ensure if he's going to be able to start against the Browns on Sunday. All right, that's it for some thoughts on the Cincinnati Bengals. Be sure to keep it at Cincinnati.com for all your coverage of the Bengals.